HDX, mobile.
Made a someone happy filling that thing up, N6CLX.
Tell me about it. Diesel fuel keeps going up, too.
The other day I saw a report of most expensive gas in the country. It was in Mendocino, California, at one gas station, $4.67 a gallon.
KO4HKX.
Oh, I got it backwards. Sorry about that. $6.47 a gallon.
Ah, there.
I don't know. They didn't explain it, but they were interviewing people filling up, and most of the people were saying, I'm putting 10 bucks in so I can get to the next station. One woman said, I'm not political, but thanks, Biden.
We're down that road tonight.
But anyway, they probably have a monopoly in that area or something. So needless to say, I was happy to pay my $2.80 or whatever.
Well, it's $3.09 a gallon right now.
That same report, they're saying that out in the middle of the Pacific, in Hawaii, the average gas price is 40 cents cheaper than in California.
Everything's more expensive in California.
They're also reporting that it's a supply and demand thing, that in the last 5 or 10 or 15 years, I can't remember, 6 refineries have been shuttered in this country. One of them in California and a big one down in Louisiana that I used to go into all the time and call on. And I was really surprised that one is shut. So, you know, all that cheap gas we've had, they shut down 6 refineries in this country and wiped out a bunch of gasoline production.
Everything. That's one way to make you want to do it.
Yeah, they'll make us do it one way or the other. It's the way they did it in Europe. They put so much tax on it and made the gas so expensive that people are saying, well, heck, I'll ride a bike or buy an electric car.
They don't have that option.
Gasoline engines, you know. Won't have to worry about driving that thing because you won't have to sell that many tools.
Won't be a problem because I won't have a job.
Well, you know, in the European Union, I don't know if they've made it. I don't know. My boss told me the other day, being German, he said that they've now made it illegal as of 2035. It'll be illegal to sell a gasoline driven car or liquid fuel driven car in Europe.
First, he wants half the fleet in the U.S. to be electric by 2035, so that's probably lining up pretty close.
That just means that nobody will be able to buy a car in Europe or in this country unless you're rich. That just means my 2006 Jeep is going to be 30 years old.
They're crushing cars. You won't be able to find parts for a lot of these before long.
I'm trying to keep it positive, man.
Cash for clunkers is what I was going back to. I had my own repair shop then. And when they done that, trying to find parts to fix used cars or used parts to fix cars with, it was crazy. You couldn't hardly find anything.
Right, because they didn't allow them to sell them for parts. They had to crush them.
They couldn't sell anything off of it.
We'll just all end up, like, it'll all be 2020, but for the rest of our lives, we'll just not be allowed to leave our houses.
That, but you never know. I mean, you look around the world at what's going on, and nothing surprises you anymore.
On the internet now, government can arrange to send you food. I guess you gotta leave to get the doctor, because there's no doctor that's gonna make house calls anymore. I don't know. They'll have someone come pick you up.
Is Uber or Lyft to do that?
Patrick, I'm going to say adieu. Talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. I'm in the driveway. I'm putting the antenna down and same with the phone and the radio. I'm going to feel like I'm going to be clear.
Enjoyed the conversation. I'm glad you made it home safe. Have a good evening, and I will keep an ear out for you tomorrow. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
KFW.
Hey, Ken.
At the restaurant, headed back to the house.
For them chicken livers.
Oh, man, you know it. They were good.
My portion, too.
It was gonna be going downhill though, because they got I guess they're spraying the restaurant for bugs. So they got to cover everything up tonight, and then they got to uncover it in the morning and clean everything up, and that. So it's gonna be won't be leaving there till about 10:30. Got to be back at the restaurant at 6 in the morning. So it was gonna be a long day. So I sent her some flowers this morning. There. And I usually sign the message from somebody else.
Appreciate that.
Usually sign it Fred, and it keeps the other girls guessing.
We'll get a chance to text message Ed today and see how he was.
But he was getting stronger and getting better, and then I guess they got some kind of catheter bag or something that he's got, and as soon as he gets that off, then he'll be back on the radio, he said.
Buddy, he's doing okay.
Then when we get our leader back, right?
That's right.
I'm Drew today.
To him this morning and this afternoon a little bit. Sorry to be short with you, as I was in between customers and waiting on them, and I never know when they're coming. All I got to do is pick up this microphone and they start running to the truck then.
Is it work? All I got to do is think about going to the restroom, and then they call me on the radio and tell me I got a truck coming.
I'm sure we're closed today. Get a hold of any of the guys working there or anything, so I don't know any information at all.
And close up.
So this is one of the bigger shops.
Things have happened.
That's for sure. Home and play on the radio this afternoon? Or are you going to work on the lawn more like you should have done yesterday?
First thing I got to do is the dog is going to want to go for a walk since it's not raining and the grass ain't wet. So we got to do that, and then we'll play it by ear. Take a little ice cream when I get done with walking the dog.
Ready to go. Those kind of dogs generally are pretty rambunctious.
Wound up for sure.
Older now, she don't want to do much. She'll be jumping a little bit when I get home, but after about 2 minutes of that, she's done. She's ready to go lay back down.
Wherever I'm at. If I'm downstairs, she's downstairs. If I'm upstairs, she's upstairs. If I go outside, she definitely has to go outside.
Oh, yeah. Mine's right in my feet, no matter where I'm at.
Deer were out there in the backyard this afternoon.
That stick and string.
Those, but right now I just kind of like looking at them, and they keep coming around, and that you can't never tell if everything goes south. At least I'll have a small food supply.
Last long though, all the people around there.
People don't even know that there's any animals over there. Bear was back in the neighborhood, but he was on the other side of the road from my house.
If the bear had been back.
I can't
camera, but like I said, the neighbor across the street said that it was in their neighbor's yard, and that, so I don't know, but I haven't seen it.
Thing.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. KN4TFW. I can shoot it a little bit. I got a crossbow, and that, I just ain't shot it in a while.
Shot it in, I don't know, four or five years now. I need to get it out, make sure it's still usable anyway.
Because I was having such issues with my shoulders and that, I didn't figure, you know, I'd be able to pull it much longer.
My concerns now, that's one of the reasons I need to get it out and see if I can still use it.
Just don't let your fingers stick up too far.
I need to stock up on supplies for that instead of the ammo.
You're right about that. And then it, you know, but dang, those things are expensive, the bolts for it.
I'm sure are not cheap either. They were expensive when I was buying a bunch of them, when I was hunting on a regular basis with it. Just getting ready to pass the cliffs, heading up the mountain.
That's been terrible.
I'm actually done early today, so I don't know. It wasn't too bad on 290 this afternoon.
You're on Wade Hampton. I forgot why I didn't like to come this way.
Over there on Haywood Road.
Yeah, I came up Edwards over to Wade Hampton. Coming down Wade Hampton in the middle lane.
What you'll see coming down that road.
That's definitely for sure.
Seen some strange things on that road since I've been doing this.
Like the lawnmower's just gonna have to sit. Lawnmower is just going to have to sit for tonight.
They're sitting heavy, are they?
I need a nap before I go to bed.
To me, when I eat a big meal, it just makes me sleepy.
I heard that. Well, I'm on day 73. I pulled in the subdivision getting ready to back up. So, good to talk to you. Hope you have a safe trip home. And, well, I won't catch you in the morning because tomorrow's Friday, so maybe I'll catch you over the weekend. 73, KN4TFW.
Good day. Enjoy talking to you, and it's perfect time. I'm getting ready to cross the state line where I'd have to jump off anyway. So you take care. I'll keep an ear out for you tomorrow. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.